Elaine Palencia's son Andrew has been getting help since his birth 26 years ago. Workers at Champaign's Developmental Services Center help him overcome severe mental and physical obstacles. And his mother calls on her poetic muse to try to put Andrew's feelings and thoughts into words that he can't compose.
He looks at me with such unguarded wonder that I see straight through twin keyholes into the locked trunk where a shining form lies underwater, body padlocked in a straitjacket, head tied in a canvas sack, brain sawed in half, heart struggling to find a way out. And I think that anytime I want to feel sorry for ourselves for taking care of Andrew, I need only think of what it is to live in a body and a mind that just don't work the way you want them to. It's very frustrating.
Elaine Palencia shared her poetry at a recent forum on a referendum. If voters approved that referendum, the county board would assess another 10 cents on property taxpayers for every $100 of assessed value on their property. Estimates place the cost for the owner of a $125,000 house at about $40 a year. The head of a steering committee in favor of the tax, Holly Jordan, believes the $2.5 million raised by that 10-cent property tax rate would be an efficient investment, especially if some help goes to the youngest children.
We know that for every dollar you spend on these birth to three kids, we save about $7 on down the road. The better and the more services they get in those early years, the better they will do in school and the more money we will save while they're in school.
County board members would appoint a three-member board that would decide where the money would go, as long as it helps people with developmental disabilities. Some of that money could go to the DSC, where Andrew Palencia spends his days. At one table inside the DSC's complex, a supervisor helps clients assemble little clamshell packets of hardware. A local hobby kit manufacturer contracts with DSC for those packages, which workers dutifully fill with an Allen wrench, a screw, and four nuts. DSC Director Dale Morrissey says the activity benefits the clients, and DSC gets badly needed funding from the company. But the funding falls short of the demand for help, and Morrissey concedes that even this new tax levy won't be the whole answer.
We know it's not going to meet all the needs, but it's going to maybe take some of those people that have been on waiting list for a group home or residential services for 8 and 10 years. Maybe that'll cut that waiting time down.
Morrissey says Illinois ranks 46th out of all the states in state funding for services for the developmentally disabled, so it's up to counties to pick up the slack. But it's an addition to property owners' tax bills, and that never makes for a certain yes vote.
It's a charity, and I should be able to pick my own charity, and you should be able to pick yours.
Bill Albin sees the numerous yard signs in his Champaign neighborhood that support the referendum. But when one ended up in his yard, he decided to alter it with the words, "Vote No, New Tax." He says he feels for people with developmental disabilities and their families, but devoting money to services should be voluntary.
Everybody who rents, is buying a home, owns a home, is going to have to pay for this. And it's not going to stay at the measly little 0.1%. After they get their foot in the door, they're going to want more and more and more, and we're never going to be able to get rid of it.
Speaking at the referendum forum, Dale Morrissey of the DSC said state law forbids going above the rate set in the referendum, $1 million, even though he says the needs of the county's 1,800 people with developmental disabilities go beyond that.
To try to fool the voters, pass this now, we're going to ask more later. We're not doing that. We're saying the full need is the $1 million, which will generate about $2.5 million. It will only grow as assessed evaluation grows. You could never go for 1.5 mil. We couldn't come back before the voters and ask for that. It can only grow as based upon the assessed evaluation.
A group that often doesn't approve of property tax hikes, the Champaign County Farm Bureau, says it won't take a stand on the developmental disabilities referendum. The head of the steering committee in favor of it, Holly Jordan, admits that nobody wants to pay more taxes. But passing the referendum would help build the kind of compassionate community Champaign County wants to be. She says her worst fear is that people will see the word tax and vote no. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.